So I remember he was, when I was the first Westerner, so he didn't give me an enormous amount of attention for the first 2 or 3 years, and I really appreciated that, because it felt wonderful being kind of special and admired. And he took me to on a trip to the Northeast, to meet all the great Ajahn Mun disciples. So he took me and another monk, Ajahn Mahamon, who'd been coming from the Bariati background. He was quite well known in Ubon as a teacher of Pali and scripture. And then suddenly he gave it all up to live at Wat Pa Pong, which was quite a, you know, if you know that this, he had such a prestigious position that he was destined to be gain kind of status, increasing status, but he gave this all up to be a disciple of Lungpa Char. And so he, but he was very well educated and had a lot of kind of intelligence around the, you know, he could deal with the Bangkok people, with the upper classes, and with the administrative Thai Sangha. And so we were kind of special monks that Lungpa took to on a, he said it was going to be a tudong, but I found out we were going to sit in a car. And so we went up to visit the various famous Ajahns of that time, and almost all of them have passed away, except Ajahn Mahabua. We went to see him, and then and they would be talking, and my Thai wasn't all that good at the time, and in part I like to record everything. So so why I was I can't tell this. No, I'll never get through it. But anyway, I was the first Westerner to learn the Padimokkha. And so this was, and I remember when I first attended the Padimokkha, when I first went to Wat Pa Pong, I thought, wow, I never be able to do that. You know, sit down and recite Pali, all the disciplinary rules in about 40 minutes. You know, I thought, my God, these people have such incredible memories, and I'll never be able to do it. So I kind of made up my mind I wasn't even going to try. And then, around my fifth year as a monk, I learned this Padimokkha. And I became quite and Lungpa would praise it no end. And so when I first recited it at Wat Pa Pong, you know, he gave me so much praise. He went into the sala and told, Padimokkha was done in a separate place, and all the lay people were there for the observance night. And he was kind of raising me up and praising me. And I was very speedy. I could recite it faster than almost anyone else. And so, and this I took great pride in also. And so this was quite a big thing in my life, being the, you know, considered one of the top Padimokkha chanters. And like Kitty Sorrow being a champion wrestler, And then I remember when Paul Breiter came, Marpanyo, and I remember when he first came, I thought, this is really a basket case. And I remember carrying water with him, and he, we had to carry on a pole, and we'd draw water from the well, and then put these big kind of kerosene tins and on this bamboo pole. And he went first, I remember, and I was behind him. And as we were carrying, he walked right into a tree. So... so then... I can't, poor chap, you know, he's got problems. But then I began to notice that Lung Po Cha seemed to really take to him and took a lot of interest in him. And then one day, Paul Breiter or Warapanyo chanted the Patimokkha. It was brilliant Patimokkha. And I have a problem with jealousy, see, so. And then Ajahn Chah said, Morapanyo, he chants the Patimokkha, and better than you, Sumedho. So this was, he would kind of, he'd build you up and then knock you down. But then, this was, I appreciated this because, it's what I needed. I needed that kind of reflection for my emotional life. And Lumpa was that honest and compassionate to be able to do that, even though, and he did it with such, it was humorous, like he had a twinkle in his eye. He knew he was being nasty and saying something that a bit, you know, pointed and rubbing it in. But yet, in some ways that made it even more acceptable because I could see he was right. You know, that was true. And that he wanted me to see this kind of jealousy and this pride in having regarding myself as such a very good as having been one of the best Patimokkha chanters.